This is Radio Peace and Prosperity, coming to you from the distant states of America, in the 25-meter band at 11765 from 0400 to 0445 GMT, and in the 90-meter band at 15540 from 0730 to 0900 GMT. This is Radio Peace and Prosperity, coming to you from the distant states of America, in the 25-meter band at 11765 from 0400 to 0445 GMT, and in the 90-meter band at 15540 from 0730 to 0900 GMT.
You're tuned into the Global Voice, and this is At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick. This is an hour of music for crate diggers and music aficionados, showcasing library music, ambient soundscapes, easy tempo jazz, and more. So spark up the lava lamp, come on an amazing musical journey. We will begin At the Tone.
The tone, 23 hours, 29 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time. National Bureau of Standards, WWVH, Kikaha, Hawaii. This station broadcasts on the internationally allocated standard carrier frequencies of 2.5, 5, 10, and 15 megahertz, providing time of day, standard time interval, and other related information. Inquiries regarding these transmissions may be directed to the National Bureau of Standards, Time and Frequency Services Section, Boulder, Colorado, 80302. Aloha.
Thank you. Atención, 7, 2, 6, 0, 1. 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 7, 4, 3, 3, 4. 2, 3, 2, 6, 3. 7, 3, 3, 3, 9. 5, 0, 3, 0. 5, 7, 8, 6, 7, 9. Final, final.
Evacuation order. Due to the explosion and the countermeasure or reaction to that explosion, once we have better visibility into the situation, we decided to go to our contingency and evacuate residents who live within a 20-kilometer radius. Residents who are outside of the 10-kilometer radius, but within the 20-kilometer radius, do not need to fear that they are in acute danger. However, in light of the fact that we have had to take additional measures at the power plant, we wanted to play it safe by expanding the evacuation range to 20 kilometers. This decision was made based on careful evaluation. We would like to urge the residents to follow the instructions from the municipalities and police and act calmly. This concludes my comments.
Thank you.
really incredible piece of music from Ray Carman, recording as the Ghost Lilies. That's the title track to the Slow Wave EP. For more information on that, visit raycarmanmusic.bandcamp.com. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone, an hour of music for crate diggers, with library music, ambient soundscapes, easy tempo jazz, and more. Here on the Global Voice.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
The original celebration of Labor Day was May 1st, commemorating those workers killed in Chicago's Haymarket demonstrations for the 8-hour workday on May 1st, 1886. And most countries actually still celebrate Labor Day on May 1st, but not the United States. So what happened? Well, you can thank Grover Cleveland for that, and the massacre during the Pullman Strike of 1894. The Pullman Strike began in the town of Pullman, Illinois on May 11th, when approximately 3,000 employees of the Pullman Palace Car Company began a strike in response to reductions in wages, bringing traffic west of Chicago to a dead halt. Eugene V. Debs, as leader of the American Railway Union, the nation's first industry-wide union, supported the strikers and, quote, a struggle began, according to the New York Times, between the greatest and most important labor organization and the entire railroad capital. Ultimately, the strike involved some 250,000 workers in 27 states. President Grover Cleveland ordered federal troops to Chicago to end the strike, causing the deaths of a number of workers at the hands of the U.S. military and U.S. Marshals. In an effort to win the favor of labor for the upcoming presidential election, Grover Cleveland made reconciliation with labor, in particular the railroad union, a top political priority. Legislation making Labor Day a national holiday was rushed through Congress and signed into law a mere 6 days after the end of the disastrous Pullman strike. But Cleveland didn't want to honor May 1st, the existing international Labor Day celebration. He was afraid that too much attention would be drawn to the Haymarket riots, which also had a level of violence associated with it that was not favorable for his re-election bid. So he chose instead, rather arbitrarily, a date later in the year, the first Monday in September. Notably, Grover Cleveland lost his re-election bid. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
And now, for today's multiple choice trivia question, Wally Harding is A. Sick in bed.
Wally's sick in bed? Oh boy!
B. The Flying Dustman.
Too much garbage in your face? There's plenty of space out in space!
Hello, world!
C. A fierce hunter, striking fear into the hearts of chickens everywhere.
No, get on with it. Gone! All right up the tail feather.
D. The wacky host of Wally Worldwide on The Global Voice. Heard every Friday at 18 hours UTC.
Just mad. Absolutely mental.
Or is Wally Harding, E. A robot taxi driver.
You are now free to move about the cabin.
Tune into Wally Worldwide for the answer to this and many other pressing questions. Fridays from 18 to 20 hours UTC. Right here on The Global Voice. Check the broadcast schedule for repeat times.
You're listening to The Global Voice, radio for all.
Thank you.
Some music from Victor Villarreal's album Invisible Cinema, released back in 2012. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice.
Exploring science and the sea. For many people, the rolling and pitching of an ocean-going boat means a quick trip to the medicine cabinet. But for a new type of automated boat, that same motion means free power. The wave action is used to push the boat forward. That could provide a new way for marine scientists to explore the oceans. Scientists and engineers are experimenting with many ways to propel boats and ships with renewable energy. They're trying solar and wind power, for example, and breaking apart seawater to power fuel cells. Autonaut is applying wave power. It uses a combination of systems to convert the wave energy to propulsion, a specially shaped hull up to about 23 feet long, plus curved structures on the bottom of the boat. That can generate top speeds of up to about 5 miles per hour. The boats use solar cells to power scientific instruments. So far, Autonaut has carried sonar, plus gear to measure weather, ocean currents, and the acidity of the water. And the craft use satellite communications to provide remote control and to allow them to transmit their observations to mission scientists. The system has been tried out on missions for NATO, the Royal Navy, and scientific agencies in the UK, and it was developed with assistance from a business arm of the European Space Agency. Developers say the Autonaut can stay at sea for weeks at a time and cover thousands of miles. That could allow scientists to explore the oceans for a fraction of the cost of current vessels, without the need for Dramamine. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
You are listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America. The planet.
Exciting news for you today. I decided to go out for shopping. While I was away, someone left me voicemail.
Have you had a chance to check out the globalvoice.info lately? Well, if not, then here's what you'll find. Our program schedule. You can adjust this to fit your own time zone. If you speak a language other than English, our website has over 40 different languages to choose from, so you can read the site in your own language. Listener email lists. You can subscribe to 2 listener lists to keep up with Global Voice programming and chatting with other listeners, plus much, much more. So why not check us out today? TheGlobalVoice.info.
How nice. I love you too.
Kuuntelet The Global Voice.
And welcome back to At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to The Global Voice.
Yeah. Music. We'll be right back. Thank you.
right, some very cool library music here on At The Tone, where every week we explore cinematic soundscapes, psychedelic pop, and music for the mighty mellow. I'm DJ Frederick. I do hope that you're enjoying the program, and I've been contemplating whether or not to continue with At The Tone. So if you have any feedback or comments, please email me. My email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. That's FREDERICK at christiannewage, all one word, .com. Please communicate with me, because I'd love to keep doing this program if I know people are listening. So your feedback is much needed and much appreciated. We're going to cruise out this week with some more music from Victor Villarreal and the Invisible Cinema LP.
A smile then frown, to look good, no word aside from now. Whatever pulls us is yours.